The youngest member of the Minnesota State Legislature this session is just 23 years old. Democratic newcomer Hunter Cantrell is state representative for the southern Twin Cities suburbs of Savage and Burnsville. Cantrell hopes to inspire other young people to run for office. I'm Nina Moyney. How old are you?
I am 23 years old, turning 24 in July.
State Representative Hunter Cantrell is used to answering questions about his age from his months on the campaign trail leading up to his election in November. But he's most interested in talking about his work.
One of the first bills that my colleagues and I introduced is a bill to ban the incredibly harmful and roundly discredited practice of conversion therapy in the state of Minnesota.
Cantrell is an openly gay man. He says he got his start in politics at 17, working to stop a proposed state ban on same-sex marriage.
So I grew up in the magnificent town of Savage, Minnesota.
Cantrell agreed to meet Saturday at his new office on the state capitol grounds. Just a couple of weeks into the legislative session, it's still completely bare inside.
Yes, that's definitely a work in progress. And for folks listening, I have about three plants and a bag of almonds in my office. So the decor is definitely coming along.
He's wearing well-tailored professional clothes with the excited look in his eyes people have when they land a dream job.
So there really was never an element of feeling intimidated.
That's even though many of the 200 other state lawmakers are more than twice his age. Only a handful of his colleagues are younger than 30. His focus remains squarely on the public.
Because I've spent a lot of time over the last year and a half, especially listening to people's stories and to the struggles that a lot of people are facing. And that's just incredibly empowering.
Cantrell's love for politics is something he hopes will rub off on other millennials.
We need to make sure that our legislature is reflective of the whole spectrum of concerns and difficulties that folks experience in our state. And I think that the voices of young people are an essential component of that.
Essential, maybe. But Professor David Schultz says there's a long way to go before young people have representation that reflects their numbers. Schultz studies generational politics for Hamline University. He says baby boomers have greater representation in elected office, and millennials are lagging in voter participation.
All they've ever seen is the toxicity in Washington, you know, in terms of partisan divide. And what we're seeing is that they seem more turned off by conventional politics than we've seen compared to what the previous generation.
State records show that decades ago, it was more common for people younger than 30 to serve in the legislature. But since 1985, the number of lawmakers in their 20s has been in the single digits each session. Schultz says many young people today may not be able to afford a run for office, especially if they have student loans.
To run means you're not going to work or you have to work less. They're just not in a great situation to do that. The cost for running for campaigns has so dramatically increased in the last, let's say, 20 years ago, and certainly.
Schultz says nationwide, people under 30 are the largest generational voting bloc in American history, deeply influential if they vote. Cantrell hopes to engage more of those young people. But he also hopes he can connect to all Minnesotans through his experiences. At 23 years old, he already has a wise outlook on life.
I went through several months of chemotherapy in 2017. For stage 2 Hodgkin's lymphoma, and there came a point in October where I was hospitalized for 9 days and almost lost my life to a nearly fatal reaction to one of my chemotherapy drugs, and it was after that that I decided, every day after that's a bonus day.
A millennial on a mission to prove young people can create change. Nina Moyney, NPR News.